Amen. Let's go to the word of the Lord. Acts 1 and 3. To whom also he shewed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs. And I will tell you, he didn't show himself to unbelievers. He didn't show himself to doubters. He didn't go up to Pontius Pilate and say, look at here. I'm that guy you let die. He didn't go to Herod and say, you tried to kill me when I was a baby. Here I am. I'm still alive. He didn't do that. What he did was he showed himself to those that believed in him. And he showed himself not by one little how y'all doing? I'm just passing through. He showed himself by many infallible proofs, being seen of them not one day, 4 days, but 40 days, which is the days of completion, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. What is the kingdom of God? It's the Holy Ghost in you. The kingdom of God, he said, is within you. It is not meat or drink, but peace, joy, and righteousness in the Holy Ghost. The kingdom of God is God's kingdom in you here on earth. I want to talk about that little part. He says he showed himself alive after his passion. And I want to talk about the power of passion. The power of passion. Lord, I come before you tonight. I ask, Lord, that you would put that desire inside of us that you had inside of you to be passionate about what we do in your kingdom, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. The most passionate person I've ever known was Christ. Passion is a powerful, compelling, listen close, emotional force to overcome suffering and pain. It is a relentless desire to accomplish something regardless of adversity or future consequences. Passionate about it. Many times you see people in you that are just kind of lackadaisical and living for God, and you're like, when are you going to get with the program? And a lot of times I've said, when are you going to get serious about living for God? But can I tell you that we got to go beyond serious? I know a lot of people that were dating and said, we're serious. They're not dating anymore. But they were serious. Well, let me tell you something. There's something past being serious. Because serious will fizzle out. I'm serious about this. And after a while, whatever. But let me tell you, successful people are passionate people. I got a motto I've told Mark many times. You write it on my grave, I never give up. You got to be passionate. Someone was in my office yesterday and was talking to me, and I was telling him about, you know, what I do for a living, and he said, whoo, he said, you're passionate about it. He said, you're into this thing. He said, that's the kind of guy I want. Passionate about it. I don't want anybody working for me that don't like their job. I don't want anybody here that don't like this church. It's just that simple. I don't need your tithes on it. Just, you don't like this church, go some other place. Because I'm passionate about this. And I want you to be just as passionate about it as I am. Because if I'm passionate about it, you're passionate about it, where two or three agree together, things are going to prevail. It's going to happen. But I need some other passionate people. And I think we have that here tonight. So I'm thankful for everyone that we have here. I think you're passionate. Amen. But passion is beyond serious. Passionate worshipers will always find a way to worship God in any circumstances they find themselves. I go so far to say, yeah, I know, I probably shouldn't have married him. You're right. But I thank God for this child I got. I thank God for these kids. If it hadn't have been for that mistake I made, I wouldn't have this baby I got that I love so much. Because they're passionate about finding the good in every situation. Some people are passionate about finding the bad in every situation. Passion is not something you have to work at. It's not something you have to, well, I got to stay passionate about. No. It's in you. It's in you. It's part of the fabric that's inside of you. I never give up. If Arnold Schwarzenegger said, I'll be back. Where did I get that from? Serious people, y'all get serious, will fizzle, but passionate people will always rise to the occasion. I want passionate people that are by my, because you know what passionate people will do? You know, serious people say, well you failed. You shouldn't have done that. You know, passionate people say, let's get up, let's try it again. Passionate people are going to help you Serious people just say, well, you know, you need to be more serious about this. But passionate people will never let you down. Christ was passionate about he never let us down. Nobody can say he ever let me down. Nobody. Because he never gives up. He never gives up. Christ didn't think he wanted to go to the cross. He didn't want to go to the cross. Passion drove him to the cross. Passion will make you do what you don't really want to do. But because that you know it's the right thing to do, you're passionate about doing what's right. Even though you know consequences lie ahead, I'm passionate about being right. Not proving I'm right, being right. Too many people are passionate about proving they're right and not being right. This is good teaching already, and I ain't hardly got started. The power of passion propelled him not to the cross, but past the cross. When he looked at the cross, he didn't want to go to the cross, but he looked at you and I. He said, I'm passionate about saving. I am. You know what he's passionate about? Doing the will of the one that sent me and to finish it. That's what I'm passionate. I only do what he sent me to do, and I'm passionate about it. Somewhere's a long life's way, my brothers and sisters, if you're really going to be effective in living for God, you got to get past serious and get passionate about it. And I'm going to show you how to get there. You don't just wake up and say, I'm going to be passionate about it. No. It's something that God gives you inside of you that you are determined, no matter what happens, I'm going to live for God. Like the old song we sing, though none go with me, I'm still going to follow. Amen. If you don't want to go with me, I'm still going to go. Y'all can all go to the Big R and drink a soda pop and all that kind of stuff, and then go to the Purple Peacock and drink a beer. But I'm not leaving with y'all. I'm just telling you, live my testimony. I stayed with the root beer. Well, they were drinking the beer. I had something in me that said, no, I'm not doing that. Well, come on, Baggy. No, y'all can go. I'm staying here. But if I was just serious about it, I said, well, I can go. I don't have to drink. You know, I'm just, no. I'm passionate about it. Oh, my Lord. Christ's passion was to do the will of God. And the will of God was to save you. How is it that you're passionate about fulfilling somebody else's desires? Not your own. He didn't come to fulfill his own desires. He came to fulfill his Father's desires and save us. And until we get passionate about serving God, amen, we'll be like the Apostle Peter who said, I'm serious, Lord. I'm serious. I'll go with you to jail, right by your side, to the grave, no problem. I'm serious about it. He said, you're serious, but you're not passionate. I'm going to pray for you that your faith fail not. Let me tell you what faith is. It's passionate. So, well, I believed for a while you wasn't passionate. You go back and read. It talked about the passion of Elijah. He prayed with passion. Not one time and no rain, two times no rain, three. You know how long he prayed? Until he saw rain. It happened to be on the seventh time. But he was passionate about praying for rain. And you and I need the same passion about praying until we see the results. So, well, I prayed, I'm going to give up. No, I'm passionate about it. And until we get passionate as Christ was, we'll be like the Apostle Peter who was serious in one moment and then later denying Christ the next moment, lying and cursing and denying Christ. Why? He wasn't passionate about it. But I'm going to tell you, the Holy Ghost will give you passion. I'm talking about the genuine, real deal, not the quick fix, get me out of trouble, Holy Ghost. I'm talking about the real Holy Ghost where you want to serve the Lord. You came to him, not necessarily out of trouble. You came to him because I love him because he first loved me, and I want to love you back like you loved me. Now, that's passion. When you love people back like they love you, that's the passion of it. It's like, if you get me out of this, Lord, I'm going to live for you. That don't work. That's being serious. Get passionate about it. Our text says, and I'm going to read this text setting here, Acts chapter 1 and verse 1, Christ has risen from the dead and he's gone through all the suffering and the pain. Just if you look up the word passion, you know what you'll see? Suffering. It means suffering. It means to suffer and to go through suffering regardless of how long it takes. So Christ has gone through the passion of suffering and he's on the other side of the cross. And he's still alive. To To the former treaties have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus, both to do and to teach, until the day in which he was taken up. After that, he, now watch, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he shewed himself alive after his suffering, after his dying, after his crying, after saying it is finished. He showed himself, at last, I'm still living. He was showing them that if I made it, you can too. If I can go through this, you can go through what you got to go through. He said, I'm still alive. I'm still here. They didn't get rid of me. I'm still here because passion kept me alive. Passion is what keep you alive. There's a lot of times in your thinking you want to quit. You want to, what people do, especially church people do to you. That's the nastiest people sometimes, what they do to you. It hurts worse. David said this, it was my enemy that had done it to me. I could have borne it, but it was my friend, my acquaintance, those I went to church with. That's the hard part. But you know what kept me alive? Passion. Passion. To whom he also shewed himself alive after his passion, his suffering, by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of things pertaining to the kingdom of God. They all thought that Jesus was dead and never going to rise again. All of them, perhaps his mother believed him, Mary Magdalene may have believed him, a few at the cross, but most all of them did not believe he would rise from the dead. They didn't understand his teaching that said, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it will come alive and bear much fruit. They didn't catch on to how his kingdom would work because they was too busy with their own passion. Can I sit on the right and the other one sit on the left? Can we do this? Can we do that? When you come into your glory, and they were too much concerned, passionate about the things of this world, and not the things of God. He shewed himself alive after his suffering, after his pain, and his passion just kept him alive. And the Bible says, and I read it to you, he spoke to them through the Holy Ghost. See, we almost got trained that if we don't have tongues and interpretation, we didn't hear from God. Come on, y'all that been this a long time ago. Oh, we heard from the Lord. You're hearing from him now. You're hearing from him now. This is coming right out of the word of the Lord. It can't get any more direct than this. See, we got to where, unless there's an interpreter, he said, just go on with your service. There's nothing to it. But he said, I'd rather y'all speak with a known tongue rather than 10,000 words in an unknown tongue. But we got kind of keyed in on this focused on this, and it would say, I come quickly. Lo, I stand at the... It's the same thing we read out of the Bible. And I'm not belittling, I'm just saying that this is the word of the Lord. And he spoke to them through the Holy Ghost. Anytime you speak through this, you're speaking through the Holy Ghost because it was written and inspired by men by the Holy Ghost. It won't return void. That's powerful. Amen. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem. He knew they would, you know, well, it's not going to happen. How many times, come on, old timers, you've seen people come to the altar. It's hard to find sinners today. I'm just telling you, everybody's saved. Everybody I talk to, they're saved. But it's hard to find sinners. But back in the day when you could find a sinner, and they pray, and you know, and they didn't get it quick like now. They seem to get it real quick, but they labor in it. And we say, "Don't give up, don't give up, don't give up." And so he knew that if they didn't get it real quick, there'd be tendency to give up. So he said, "I'm going to tell you to stay until. I'm just going to tell you ahead of time. If you're going to start seeking the Holy Ghost, start seeking God, you better have it in your noggin. I'm going to keep going until. I don't know what it's going to take, but I'm going to give everything I got to Christ. But I'll tell you when you'll get it, the day you seek him with all your heart. What is that? Passion. Amen. The day you get passionate about it. My wife told me a little bit of her testimony. We were talking, I don't know, I think something Brother Clary had preached. It made her remember this. But when she was... first got knowledge about the Holy Ghost, she was under deep, deep conviction. Whatever happened to conviction? But she was under deep, deep conviction. And she had a roommate that went with her, a cousin that went to church with her, and they both went to the altar, and both was under conviction, but the lady that was living with her went and talked to her director, which in this case was the priest, and he did not agree. So she continued her lifestyle. And so now she's living with my future wife, and as they lived together for a very short period of time, my wife was seeking the Holy Ghost. Well, she quit. But she was not just seeking it at church. See, that's what I like. Someone who's passionate about it. Well, I go to church tonight. I get the Holy Ghost. Why not tonight? Why not at home? Why not before work? Why not as soon as you get off work? When you get passionate about it, say, I can't sleep tonight. Listen, I don't care if it's 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm staying up till I get the Holy Ghost. What happened to that? And she was passionate about it. Went home, prayed, and they're getting ready to go party. Hey, come on, go. Gerald, let's go party. No, y'all go on. And there she is praying. They come in that night, barge in her room while she's on her knees praying. You should have been with us here tonight. You should have stayed with me. We had a wonderful time. You would have met somebody other than you, Marshall, that you're going to meet later. And you know what she said? No, y'all, I'm glad y'all had a great time. But here's what she said inside. This won't work. Got to get out of this. Here's my rent. I'm gone. Because y'all are not passionate about the same thing I'm passionate about. Two passionate people about the same thing are powerful. That's why there was Peter and John. That's why there was Paul and Silas. That's why they went out two by twos, because you give me somebody else that's just as passionate as I am or you are, we can do something. But you give me one that's like, well, I don't know about this. You'll drag it out of me. Or I'll leave you. And that's what she did. And it wasn't long before she got the Holy Ghost. And guess where that lady's at? Who knows? Who knows? Only God does. Being assembled together with them, commanded them they should not depart from Jerusalem, knowing that they would want to quit. But wait, don't leave, but wait for the promise of the Father, which he hath said, saith he, ye have heard of me, I've told you about him, that he'll come, he'll give you a comforter, and it's going to lead you into all truth. For John truly baptized with water, but she should be baptized with passion. I'm going to give you something that's going to change you from the vile creature you are into the image of his dear son. I'm going to change you from the wimp you were yesterday when you said to a little lady, I don't know you. Now you're going to stand up and talk to nations and rulers and kings and tell them about me. I'm going to put a passion in you. I'm telling you what, you show me somebody that's not passionate about living for God, I'll tell you somebody don't have the Holy Ghost. If you got the Holy Ghost, you are passionate about living for God. Baptize you with the Holy Ghost and not many days hence. You know what baptize means? Cover you. The Bible says when the Holy Ghost came, it set on them. It covered them. He's commanding them through. Now listen close. He's commanding them through the Holy Ghost to receive the Holy Ghost. My, my, my. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, will thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? When are we going to overthrow Herod? Is now that you're out of the grave and you can walk through doors and pull all these tricks, don't you think now would be a good time for us to set up our kingdom here? Sometimes I do that when I go home. They didn't get it. They had gotten to this point, but they had not gotten their passion. They didn't understand about the church of God, the body of Christ, until they get the Holy Ghost, until they get filled with the same passion that he had. What he's saying is, I'm going to give you my passion. And he breathed on them and said, receive ye my passion, the Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons. How many times have I forgotten to tell you this? Which the Father hath put in his own power. But you shall receive passion, the power of passion, after you receive the Holy Ghost. I'm bearing with you. You know, there's a lot of people you'll bear with. When they get the Holy Ghost, things got to change. I'll work with you. I'll put up with you. I'll even tolerate something. But when you get the Holy Ghost, I got to change and be more long-suffering and less tolerant, because I want to see some change going on. After the Holy Ghost comes upon you, you shall be my witnesses in both. You're going to be witness of this passion that I have in both Jerusalem and Judea, Samaria, and the other most parts of the world. You're going to go through some suffering, but you're going to go through it just like I did. You're not going to give up. You're not going to back up. And when he had spoken these things while they beheld, he was taken up in a cloud and received out of their sight. He left them with those words. Go get filled with the Holy Ghost. I want to tell anybody and everybody here tonight or hears this CD, if you are not filled with the Holy Ghost, you are not ready to meet him. Because he said he's coming back in like manner as he went away. And he spoke to them through the Holy Ghost and said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. So if you don't have it, don't take it from me, take it from him. Nicodemus, you must be born again or you shall not see the kingdom of God. So the apostles went to Jerusalem and with about 120 and waiting for passion. They don't really know what they're going to receive because they'd never seen anybody receive it. He just said, you go receive, you'll be my witnesses. And when the apostle Peter received the Holy Ghost, nothing could quench that passion. Our little girl quenched it the day before. But now kings couldn't quench it. Rulers couldn't quench it because of the passion that he had. Somebody, why do y'all go to church so much? You don't want to understand. No need for me to tell you. But if you'll get the Holy Ghost, you know how many people get this close and don't really get it? And they're like, why do y'all do that? You'll never know until you get that. And then when you get that, you'll do that. Some of the ones that said, I'll never, I love it when they say that. I love it when they say that. Now that Peter and John had been charged with passion, they head to the temple for the hour of prayer, just like they did yesterday and the day before. You got anything for that guy over there? Nah, he's there every day. Tomorrow I'll take care of him. Because as they're passing by to go in through the gate called Beautiful, into the temple. Now they somebody got the ghost. Now they're going into the temple. They might not even been going before, but now they're bold because it was not long ago they were running them out. They were hiding behind doors just a few days ago. Now they're headed to the temple. That's passion. And as they go to the temple, they're passing by this gate called Beautiful. And they look, there's that lame man. But can I tell you, today is different. Woo, I got chills telling you, today is different. Yesterday, we just passed him by and saw him as a lame man. Today is a different day. I'm seeing things different than I ever saw them before. Amen. Amen. Because that ghost thing will change you. It'll change the way you look at other people. It'll change the way you look at situations. Now, that takes a while for some people because they still, woe is me. But I'm here to tell you, the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord, and all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. Just bank on that. And it works. So here they go, head to the temple, and maybe they had helped the little guy out. I don't know, but today is different. And we'll start here at Acts chapter 3 and verse 3. Who seeing Peter, I want you to get the picture. Here he is, lame, got his, let's say, his little cup there. And you know, there's nobody can catch your eyes like a beggar. I pulled up yesterday going to Lowe's, I tell my wife, I'm going on a sachet. You know, that's a word. I didn't know it was. I looked it up. I always said, I'm going on a sachet. And I said, it is. And I was right. And I didn't even know it. But I go to Lowe's and go to the Academy. And then I go back to Lowe's and to Academy. And I'm stopping now at Michael's and Hobby Lobby. If you want to know where I'm at, just go to one of those four. I'm making around. They know me by name. They said, hey, you back? I said, yeah, I'm back. What are you getting today? More paint? Yeah, more paint. I just make that little thing. But as I got to the light yesterday, there's a beggar there. Got him a sign. you know, something like please pray. And I'm telling you, if you so much as cut your eyes just a little bit, they are good at gluing their eyes. Now you're just doing this and doing this, they kind of, but if you just so much as turn, they lock into your eyes just like that. Are you with me? That's what this guy's doing. He's catching them, these compassionate people. That's a great, if I'm going to beg, that's where I'm going to church. I'm going to beg right out here. Tap into that compassion. He's right outside. He can't get in, but he's going to capitalize off of the, and he was there daily. You want me to tell you why? He's there early. He was there daily because he was there early. Somebody brought him there early because that was the best spot. And I've seen two guys fighting over a spot to beg over there. I literally have. So there he is begging, and here they come. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, caught their eyes. Not this time, they caught his eyes. Today's different. Yesterday, we didn't let him catch our eye. Today, look at me. Look at me. Look on us. Turn your head this way. And Peter, no, I say, and the beggar fastening his eyes upon, not this, not today. And Peter fastening his eyes on the beggar. Upon him with John. They got four eyeballs looking at him. And said, you, look on us. Today is different. Amen. Yesterday, I wasn't passionate, but today I am. Amen. And right at first, the beggar is trying to influence them. You hear this. But now he's fixing to influence the beggar. Because I'm passionate about it. Passionate people are influential people. Peter said in so many words, look on us. And when he said, look on us, not because we have what you're asking for, but because we have what you need. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Oh, today's my day. Man, they're telling me to look on them. They must have a lot of, ooh, they're going to help me out a lot. Now listen close. Peter didn't say, look on, look at me. You want a Bible study? We're going to be praying for you. Tomorrow about this time, we're going to come back and see how you're doing. Here's a dollar. Be back tomorrow. No, no. Can I tell you they didn't even talk to God about it? Why? Because passion is already driving them. You're not listening to what I'm saying. Because when passion is driving you, the Holy Ghost is driving you. And you don't need to pray about all this stuff you pray about. Say, oh, God, if it's you. Because when passion is in control, it is the will of God. Because passion is driving you to do it. And Peter said, silver and gold have I. None. I left my fishing boat. I left my boat. I left everything behind. I don't have any of that. But such as I have, give I thee. I've got passion. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And guess what happened? Nothing. Nothing. Rise up and walk. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. Nothing happened. So you never read that part, have you? You've never read that nothing happened. But nothing happened. So they took him by the right hand. So they took him by the right hand. And said, if this don't work, we'll try the next guy. See, that's where we stop, right there. Because we got to be sure it's worked. You feeling anything? getting any strength in there? Or we're afraid to say in the name of Jesus. Come on. Because it may not work. But passion will say, if this don't work, nothing's going to work. If the name of Jesus don't get this guy up, I'll go to the next guy. And I'll look at somebody else and say, and I silver and gold have I none. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. But passion doesn't leave it with just words. The word compassion comes from the word passion, meaning compelled to do something for somebody else. And then today is different. Yesterday, I gave you a pencil or something. But today, I'm giving you what I do have is the Holy Ghost. I'm giving you the passion, the spirit behind me of why I am, why I am. And they lifted him up. Thank God for the next part, and immediately. Because I can just see him lifting him up and nothing's going on. Just hanging there. But passion would say, okay, I'm going to set you down real easy. Praise the Lord. Now, where's the next one? Because passion never quits. With most ministers, if that don't happen, we lift them up and set them down. We go home and cry. And we boo-hoo and say, I must have missed it. I just must have been out of the will of the Lord. I just don't know. But passion says, get up and do it again. Get up and do it again. Took him by the right hand, lifted him up, and immediately his feet and his ankle bones received strength. Thank God for immediately. Amen. And he began to walk and to leap. But let me tell you something. I got to pause right here. When you're passionate about helping somebody, I remember the days of going home at midnight, 1 o'clock. Somebody would be down, oh, God, oh, God. And he had to work the next day, and kids were sleeping behind the pew. How many, y'all, Brother Sister Weaver, y'all old enough? Y'all are young. You remember that? We were passionate about helping them. Now, let me tell you how passionate they were. See, they said, silver and gold have I none, and nothing happened until they lifted him up. In the day? Well, he's not prayed through yet. Walk him up and down the aisle seven times. Seven times. If that didn't work, we did jumping jacks. We're going to do something. And if that didn't work, be back tomorrow night. Where is the passion? He, verse 8, leaping up, stood and walked. No training wheels, no crutches. He never walked before, perhaps. He leaped up and walked, and he entered into the place he could only hear from in a distance. He could hear them worshiping or whatever they did in the temple. He knew that that was the place. That's where my heart is, but I can't get in there. They don't let people like me in there. They didn't. That's why he got to the gate and no further. He leaping up stood and walked and entered into the temple with passion. Woo! He entered in with a passion. He entered in walking and leaping and praising God and disrupting the service. And that's why I like people that will just worship the Lord where they got a passion for it. Amen. They don't have to sing your right song. No. Got a passion to worship God. They'd sing such as, I really feel the Lord when they sing that, then you're not feeling the Lord. The Lord you can feel without a song. And all the people saw the passion he had, saw him walking and praising God. He started out a beggar under the influence of his lameness, but Peter and John overrode that. They were influential in changing that from the influence of the lameness into their own influence. Look on us! And then when they got him to look on us, they changed the influence that they had into the influence that Christ had. My job and my passion is to bring people to Christ. That's what they did. They brought him to Christ. They changed this man as they come tonight. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost is the most influential thing there is in the world. Sometimes, let's be honest with y'all. Y'all like me to be honest? Sometimes people say, I'm going to be honest with you. Well, like, you're not all the time, you know. I'm going to be honest with y'all tonight. There's times I'm afraid I'm going to get pulled over for being under the influence of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Sometimes you pull up to the light, you say, what's wrong with him? Sometimes I try to straighten my face up, and sometimes I don't care. On the day they got the Holy Ghost, the influence was so strong. Were they drunk? Look at them. They're all drunk. They were under the influence of the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues and magnifying God, staggering around and drunk in the Holy Ghost. Not even knowing if they're in the, Paul said, in the body, out of the body, I don't know, don't care either. You want to take me, that's fine. Live in Christ, die is gain, don't matter. That's when you're passionate. Live as Christ, die as gain. They said, and Peter, that guy that yesterday was, now he's so passionate, he said, men and brethren, let me freely speak. Well, you could have freely spoke yesterday, but you didn't speak up yesterday and say, I know him, but it's different today. It's different today. And I'm trying to tell everybody, the Holy Ghost is the difference. It is the difference. I know you can give your life to Christ. I know you can shake the preacher's hand. But I'm telling you, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you're not passionate about it. I hope when I preach and the way I've met, I hope you see how passionate I am about this. I don't come to you halfway prepared or spend a little. I'm passionate about this. I don't care if we got 10 or we got 1,000. It's the same sermon with the same intensity every time I come. Why? It's passion. And so that day he said, I've been changed. He said, now men and brethren, let me freely speak. These are not drunk as you suppose, since but the third hour of the day or ninth hour, whatever, hour, early in the morning. But this is that was spoken of by the prophet Joel. That in the last days there'll be a pouring out of his spirit upon all flesh. Amen. I'm just, as you stand tonight, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, let me just say this. You need it. You need it. Amen. Somebody said, well, they must not have the Holy Ghost. They keep falling. Let me tell you, the Holy Ghost, the Bible says, to him that is able to keep you from falling. I've fallen many times since I had the Holy Ghost. But what it does is it gets me back up. Oh, it gets me back up. And I'll say, boy, what'd you do that for? Quit doing that. Well, you know so-and-so is going to think. I said, I don't care what they think. Because I'm passionate about it. Let them talk. Let them run their mouth. Let them do what they... This is between me and God. Passionate about it. If you don't have the Holy Ghost or you want more of it, I want to invite you first. I want to invite you first. So I don't know enough about it. Let me tell you something. You don't have to know anything about it. All you got to do is repent. That's the prerequisite. Well, I need to know more. You don't need to know more. What you need to know is he said repent. Repentance is a turning around. Repentance is you doing it. The Holy Ghost will keep you. But the repentance is you saying, I can't live like this anymore. This is not right. I don't want to be the way I am. I'm tired of being like this. And you repent. Repent means it's not saying I'm sorry. It's changing. It is a complete about face. The things I once loved, I'm now going to hate. Well, as soon as you repent, you're not going to start hating them. Oh, no. You're not going to start hating them. Passion will keep you away from it. But the Holy Ghost will help you. But you know what? You're going to be tried by those same things. You say, I don't want that. No, I'm going to take it. And you're like, but if you'll just keep gravitating towards Christ. Amen. Because he said, come nigh unto me and I'll come nigh unto you. And then together we can resist the devil and he will flee. You can't do it on your own, can you, brother? You can't do it on your own. So I'm asking, if you want to get close to God, come on, somebody, come on. Anybody, everybody, I want to invite those that need the Holy Ghost first. Come on. If you are need more of the Holy Ghost, somebody say, well, I'm just cold. Well, come on. Hallelujah. Come on, anybody. Amen. Come on. Need more of God? Who don't need more of God? I think we all need more of God. Find you a place here tonight. Bring somebody with you. Amen. As they sing us a little song and entertain the Spirit, I want you to get ask the Lord to fill you with His Spirit. Amen. When His Spirit is filled inside of you, you will become passionate like never before. God, bring back all the passion this young lady needs, Lord. Let her be passionate. Quit. Strange as this may sound, see that little girl got her hands up over there? That passion can begin there. I didn't wake up one day at 30 years old and say, I'm going to get passionate. I'm telling you, before I had the Holy Ghost, I was sitting on the front pew, had me a pad of paper. I wished I had those notes from back then. I probably got every other word and misspelled all the words, but I was writing something. I didn't really understand fully what hit, but I was front rower. I was a front rower. Passionate about it. 61 years. Got the Holy Ghost when I was 10. It ain't never wore off. It only gets stronger and stronger the closer I get to there. Passionate about it. So this may sound strange. I want these little ones. I found out Rocky owns one. She owns the other one. And I own part of that one. And I want them three together. Come on. Come on. Come on, boys. Now, I'm not introducing you to this beautiful young lady, you understand that? When you're about 30, I will. I like this. They're scared of girls. See how they fled? I mean, they just fled. Good girl, good girl. Come on, we're going to all pray. Come on, come on. All right, you hold him. Come on. You don't have to touch her. A few of you moms and dads, this is important. They may never forget this little thing we're doing right here. But it's got to start somewhere. And it really starts right here and right here. That's why I was talking to them, get in this thing, let's go after it. Because this is what kept me out of trouble all my life. I'm not telling you I didn't have some, but this is what kept me. And it's still keeping me. And I wanted to keep them. So y'all sing that little chorus one more time and let's pray for these. Lord, we ask you to touch these. Touch them, Lord. Touch these, you little boy. Thank the Lord. Isn't he awesome? Isn't he good? It was the passion of Christ that saved your soul. That I may do the will of the one that sent me. Not my own, but his. I'm not here to do my will. I'm here to do God's will. And for those who are looking for God's will, that's why it works. Because anytime you do His will, it always works. Called according to His purpose. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your mercies. Thank you, Lord, for your love. Thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost, God, that crept into a man's heart and overcomes his own desires, his own passion for life itself, and gives it all to you. Hallelujah, that we may serve you in spirit and in truth, in Jesus' name. God bless you. Be careful going home. Roads are dangerous.